Portions of this program are pre-recorded.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hey, great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Lots going on, lots to get to. Tracy Bean from Uncover DC. We'll talk about mandates. We'll talk about the stays that are happening in court. We'll talk about how the Biden administration can't do what it's trying to do. We'll also talk about how harmful what the Biden administration has said about this new variant, how harmful that's been to South Africa. We'll talk about that as well, and much more, including campus reform on a Thursday. I'm feeling all right. Say what? Carrie, how's it going?
It's going all right.
You making it happen? You getting it done?
Absolutely.
We like that. Polo getting it done as well. So is Sam.
Stranger's dream. Imprisoned by the way. It could have been left here on my own.
A little bass for you.
So it seems.
Feeling all right. Huey Lewis, his version of the Joe Cocker arrangement of the Dave Mason classic.
To scream.
Well, glad you're along for the ride. Let's do some singing. Let's go. Come on, Carrie.
Feeling all right. I'm not feeling too good myself.
I'm sorry, were you hating over there? You're hating?
Yes, sir.
Feeling all right.
Come on, Carrie, don't hate.
I'm not feeling too good myself.
Bop, 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 bop. Bop, bop. That left you on camera the whole time. Just to show people how hateful you are.
My stink face going, probably.
Yeah, you're making a stank face, and not a good way. Stank face could be a good, like if you're a really good song, you'd be like,
that singing was pretty stanky. No, that wasn't the face I was making.
No, no, clearly not. Nope, that's the face of you in a studio by yourself for a good reason.
No, that's not true.
I'm going to do another version. Here we go.
Oh, man. Sorry,
Peter. Singing people, feeling all right.
Wow.
I'm not feeling too good myself.
No. Lord, I apologize. Give myself,
a
stank face on that one.
This show, yeah.
Oh, you want me to sing the whole song?
No,
I'll do it. Okay,
no.
After the Hammond B3 gets done with its solo, I'll just sing another one.
No, that's okay. I think we're good.
Keep it up.
Keep
on going.
I'm done.
All right, glad to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. I do apologize for the negativity from one Carrie Lockie.
2 minutes
so in. I'm watching this this dumb debate over what's happening in Mississippi. Mississippi, of course, has some abortion law that's you can get an abortion up to 15 weeks gestation, but after that you can't. They're not banning abortion. They're not literally challenging Roe v. Wade, yet for some reason we're acting like they are. They're not. Abortion will still be available in Mississippi should this be constitutional. It'll still be available in Mississippi longer than it's available in most of the rest of the world. I mean, for some reason, we in this country think that abortion should happen anytime we want. We should do anything we want. You could be 9 months pregnant, partial birth abortion, whatever you want to do. Go for it. And those who are against what Mississippi's doing have been so stupid about this. They really have been. I saw a video on Newsmax last night, I think Rob Schmidt had it, of three idiots standing outside the Supreme Court, all gladly and gleefully taking the abortion pill. Now, Carrie, look, you and I have talked about this. Maybe I'm an idiot. But
I was going to say anything.
On my worst day, I could not be any more idiotic than these three people. They're just stupid. They're proudly taking something that would abort a pregnancy to prove a point politically. Because I'm guessing it's a pretty potent pill. I'm going to go and just put it out there.
Imagine so.
Thinking that that's probably going to have an effect on a woman's body that you might not want. if you're not pregnant and you want to abort the child, I'm not for abortion. I'm not for the abortion pill, but that's what it's intended to do, to abort a pregnancy, to terminate a pregnancy, to kill an unborn child. It's not intended for you to be an idiot standing outside the Supreme Court just taking it because you feel like it. And this isn't over the counter, is it? I mean, if this is prescription,
no,
is it not?
No, it is by prescription, or I think it's not over the counter, I don't think.
I would think you can't just go and buy the abortion pill on the shelf.
You know, I don't think it's on the shelf. I think you have to ask for it, I guess.
So it might be behind the counter, but you might not need a prescription.
I'll have to look because I don't want to give out the wrong information.
I haven't taken it in a long time, so I can't remember.
That's a problem.
What? What's
if
the issue?
You are taking that.
So you've got the people out there protesting and acting stupidly because for some reason, my body, my choice. Of course, it's not my body, my choice when it comes to a vaccine, but Whoopi Goldberg. And again, I have to always preface this with, I first found Whoopi Goldberg, and could it have been the 1980s? I don't know when it was, but she was on Broadway doing a one-woman show.
Oh, she was funny.
Hilarious.
Yes.
And she's talking about growing up, and she put a blonde blanket over her head because she wanted to have blonde hair.
Like, I remember that.
It was so insightful, and it was so witty, and it really made you laugh. And here's somebody that then moved on to acting and did great. I think she got an Oscar for A Color Purple. I know that she's been in several other movies that I thought were great.
Ghost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fantastic.
And I mean, just good stuff. And then with the comic relief, along with Billy Crystal and Robin Williams, mm-hmm. I thought they did great raising money. It was amazing. She hosted the Oscars many times. Like, this is a star. I remember she defended her then boyfriend, Ted Danson, who wore blackface to some sort of a costume party. She defended Marv Albert, you know, when he bit his girlfriend's back, you know, leaving marks on her back when he was accused of doing all sorts of weird things. I mean, here's somebody who just seemed to not be political. She seemed to be somebody who, case by case, would say her opinion on something and then would be consistent about it. Whether you agreed with her on Ted Danson or not, doesn't matter. That's what she thought. Whether you agreed with her on Marv Albert or not, doesn't matter. It's what she thought. And she, of course, a lifelong New York Knicks fan. Of course, she's going to defend Marv Albert. He's the announcer. Having said all of that, once she got to The View, something changed. And I don't know if somebody in management gets to her and says, hey, Whoopi, let's toe the party line for the Democrats. Let's be far left and liberal. Let's always complain about people who are on what we perceive to be the political opposite side. Because that's who she's become. And it's too bad because she was actually a voice that I could disagree with, but I could understand where she's coming from. And I talk about this all the time. When I come up with how I feel about something, when I opine about something, when I come up with my thoughts on an issue, I try to examine every side, come to an answer, and I have respect for those who are passionate on the other side for the reasons they give. Then I want to argue with you about why I disagree with you. I think that's lively. I think that's American. I think debate is something that is inherent to us. There isn't any debate from the side Whoopi Goldberg finds herself on now. You can't debate. They just say things, true or not, say things, right or not, and they stick to it like it's fact. Like, here's her reaction to what's going on with this Mississippi case being at the Supreme Court. And she says it in such a way that she wants you to believe that she's really thought it out and that she's really making sense. As she's wearing like an ugly Christmas sweater, which is actually kind of funny. But she wants you to believe that it's well thought out and what she's saying, she's laying down some fact. She's not, but she wants you to think that she is. I found this very interesting.
Do any of you men have any eggs or the possibility of carrying a fetus? How dare you talk about what a fetus wants? You have no idea. Now, I'm fine if you disagree with abortion. I have no problem with that. My problem comes when you tell me what I need to do with my doctor and my family. How dare you? How dare you?
She pulled a Greta Thunberg there. How dare you? What is she talking about? If a man doesn't know what a fetus, and fetus just is Latin for offspring, it doesn't dehumanize the unborn child. If a man doesn't know, because he doesn't have eggs, like he meant that somehow, If he doesn't know what a fetus thinks or feels, neither does a woman. Carrie, you got a couple of kids. Did you know what they were thinking before you gave birth to them?
I did not, no.
Well, you're a woman. You have the eggs. You know what the fetus thinks.
Yeah. No,
you know what the fetus feels. You're a fetus feeler.
Never been called that before, but.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I want to break ground here every day on the show.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what Whoopi Goldberg's talking about, other than she's trying to react in the similar way that others have by basically saying you're a man, so you can't know. Jen Psaki responded the same way. Remember, this is some sort of a knee-jerk, shut-your-mouth reaction from the left in this country. And it's verifiably stupid. It's just stupid. Stupid! Joe Biden claims to be a Catholic. Catholics are against abortion. He's pro-abortion. Happy with killing the unborn child. Okay? When Psaki was asked by Peter Ducey, and it wasn't even Ducey, I don't think. No, it was somebody else. I don't even know who it was. But when she was asked about him visiting with the Pope and about his thoughts on abortion and about how Catholics are against abortion, Psaki didn't say, well, he's for choice and he understands that goes against his religion, but he is a practicing Catholic and he really does have an inner conflict over this. I mean, that would have been an appropriate answer. That would have been appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nope. What did Psaki say? You've obviously never been pregnant. You obviously don't know what you're talking about. You obviously haven't had that issue to deal with. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? He literally asked about the president claiming to be a Catholic. Catholics are against abortion. He's for abortion. This is a policy question. This is a consistency question. This is not about me being a man and I can't have an abortion. And the whole idea that a man can't have any input on abortion is stupid. It just is. Because 50% of the population are male. We've all been born. We've all had the pleasure and privilege of our mothers not deciding to terminate us. Yes, we have a say. And until technology changes this, you need either a man or what he produces to make a baby. So yes, 100% of the population has every right to have an opinion on abortion and killing an unborn child. Some doofus over on the Twitters said something, because I said, I'm sorry, is this the same Whoopi that is pushing for anybody and everybody to come into the ABC studios where The View is done to be fully vaccinated? My body, my choice, how dare you? That person, the same person who's given people a hard time for questioning something medically or health-wise that your family or you decided? Well, you're doing the same exact thing with the vaccination. Some doofus over on the Twitters responded, oh, our fetus is killing millions of people. Stay in your lane. You don't have ovaries or something. I'm like, what? You don't have a uterus. You're not allowed to. What are you talking about? So I can't say anything. Oh, by the way, 62 million kids have been killed, have been aborted since Roe v. Wade was passed. 62 million human beings have been killed. All hell of a lot more than COVID-19. So making that comparison actually made you look even stupider than you were before you sent out that tweet. But I want your thoughts. I mean, the woke left thinks they can tell you through identity politics, you're a man, therefore you can't say. You're white, therefore you can't say. You're a teacher or you're a parent, therefore you can't say about teachers. There's all this political play, this using characteristics of the person who's making a good point against him or her is their way of getting out of it. Whoopi Goldberg didn't say anything intelligent there, just like Jen Psaki didn't say anything intelligent to the answer about Biden being Catholic and the question about abortion. But they think they can shut you down. But you guys know me well enough that if somebody calls me a racist, my answer isn't, oh, but I got black friends. My answer is, tell me one thing I've ever said or done that is. When you tell me I have no say in abortion, I'm sorry, I've been born. Therefore, I have a say. I have a voice. I have a brain. I'm not going to back down in talking about a religion or a gender identity or a sexual orientation because I might not be those things because I've got a brain and I can intelligently talk about it. You are not going to win by using identity politics with me. It's stupid. But Whoopi Goldberg, I guess, because she said this on The View, probably had quite a few people applauding her. You actually heard the people in the audience. Woo! Ow, woo, ain't got no eggs. Yeah. What are you talking? You know what I mean? What does that mean?
888-941-PAGS,
888-941-7247, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Hey, great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Lots going on, lots to get to. I appreciate you. Carrie.
What?
Are you watching chat?
No. Should
I? I don't want to have to refer, you know, from chat to you. You should just watch it.
All right, fine. What's going on? Tell me.
Can you ask Carrie to move the microphone so we can see her something face?
What's something face? Something. I'm sorry, can you say it correctly?
Well, no, because the mic is blocking your face, so I'm not going to do it until you move it.
How's that?
It starts with a P, ends with a Y. That's all I'm going to say. Aww. Let's go. Call's coming
nice.
In. Let's
see. Thank you.
So we can see her pretty face. You know, why do they kiss up to you so much? They're also rude to me.
They are not rude to you.
With
they
my
love
dyed
you.
Mustache and stuff.
Oh,
so stupid.
That was just one person.
It may have been, and my mother should stop writing me. All right, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Let me tell you about Newsmax TV. President Trump's big rally is going to be happening soon. Newsmax is the only major cable news channel to air it live. They've been airing all of them live. I watch all of these rallies on Newsmax. Get from Newsmax all the info on Trump's rally and his big announcement. Text the word work to 39747. That's work to 39747 and get Trump news. Bypass the big media and get the real news from Newsmax. Join the Trump list today. Text work to 39747. Make sure you tune into Newsmax, now America's fourth largest cable news channel. Find it on all major systems, cable and satellite. If your cable system doesn't carry it, tell them you want Newsmax or that you can switch. Tens of millions of Americans go each day to Newsmax.com. They watch Newsmax TV. In fact, I was on there today. Hopefully you caught our segment. We were talking about stuff on Newsmax TV. Be one of these people that has it, watches it, and enjoys it, and get the news that you can really trust. Find out about the Trump announcement. Get the latest from Newsmax now. Text work to 39747. That's work to 39747. Make that happen. Let me go to the phone lines. I appreciate you taking the time. Mike, what's going on in Missouri? Hi.
Oh, pleasure to talk to you again. Say a lot of us appreciate you. You always say you appreciate us.
Thank you.
Appreciate what you're doing and Newsmax. Really, they're great.
Cool. Thank you.
Just want to say something on this. Sotomayor is making the argument that just because a baby will move from something or can feel pain, perhaps, doesn't prove that the brain's really working to the point that they're alive. But I don't know. I know a lot of people in my family around here, a lot of 70-year-old pluses in D.C. You really can't tell their brains functioning beyond the primal level.
There you go, Mike. I appreciate you saying the politicians, their brains aren't functioning. What Sotomayor said, and Carrie, correct me if I get this wrong, but this is in context. This isn't exactly what she said, but she made the comparison to a dead body. She said a dead body, if you poke and prod it, 40% of the time will react, even though we know they're not feeling pain because they're dead. So the fact that a fetus, and we keep saying fetus like it dehumanizes it, that a fetus does react to some sort of poking or prodding doesn't mean that it's really conscious of what's going on. Now, I mean, maybe I'm the stupid one here, and again, you tell me this all the time.
Every day.
But if a, what's that?
Oh,
couldn't hear you.
Agreeing with you. Okay, go
Could ahead. You move the microphone over your pretty face again, please?
Okay.
Just cover it right up. Put it up there long ways, if you can.
I'm just
keep on
with
starting,
you.
Lockie.
All right.
All right. So I'm gonna say something scientific, although I'm not a scientist and I'm not science. That would be Tony Fauci is science. But anyway, an unborn child is alive because there's a heartbeat that we all get to hear. A dead body is dead. So if they do something similar, a comparison cannot be made. Because one is alive, one is dead. Carrie, have I made that clear?
Crystal clear.
Gotta go. We're back after this. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
right, great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. It's the Joe Pags Show, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. JoePags.com. Stop there. You can get your Let's Go branding gear right now. JoePags.com/store. JoePags.com/store. Go and check that out. And you can get your Let's Go branding shirts. You got your mugs. You could also get your stickers. Carrie right now is mad. I'm not saying you can get your chocolate voice mug. If you have to, there's a chocolate voice mug with her face on it.
Have to. Come on.
Also, there's a double wrap that puppy, which is actually Carrie's dog wrapped up in like a it's some sort of fajita wrap or something.
It's
some
like
sort
a
of
burrito.
Kind of. Or it could be like a chicken taco, like a soft taco. I don't know.
It's a burrito.
Double wrap that puppy. You can get that. You'd also get the Joe Pags Show mug, the official mug. But yeah, go check it out. You still have time now to get it for the holidays. You got to hurry up, though. Got to go there. JoePags.com/store. Make that happen. As you're at JoePags.com, you can click on watch the live video feed. And then you come in, you can see us actually do this. You'll see Carrie, who has now moved the microphone because, oh, God, they like to see my face. You got Polo, you got Sam, and you've got me. So you can come and check us out like we do it like a TV show. If you're away from your radio, if you're near the radio, listen to the radio. We love the great ratings that we get. We're talking about this case out of Mississippi that is at the Supreme Court now. And the Supreme Court is considering the legality of a 14. Is it 20 now in Texas? It is, right, Carrie? I know that was challenged, but I thought the 20 months stood, or the 20 weeks stood.
20 weeks, yeah.
Right. So, in other words, if and just for those who aren't familiar with what these cases are about, they're not about overturning Roe v. Wade. They're not. They're not about making abortion illegal or getting rid of the legality of abortion. And keep in mind, abortion is illegal in many states now, but because of the Supreme Court ruling in 1973, the constitutions or the laws of the individual states have been superseded by that ruling, Roe v. Wade, in 1973. So this is not a challenge to Roe v. Wade. This is putting a state limit, a state law limit, on how long you can wait to get an abortion or to terminate a pregnancy. In Texas, I believe it's 20 weeks. I think it's 20 weeks in several other states as well. We'll need to be wrong about that. By the way, somebody did write in and say that you can get Plan B over the counter. But over the counter means you have to go and ask for it. It's not on the shelves, but it's not by prescription. So that's what we were saying. I think that I was actually saying it might be by prescription. I don't know.
I'm not a purchaser. I'm going to say. I think I was right.
To be honest, anyway. So listen, even a blind squirrel finds an acorn here and there. So, what?
Ow. And I just signed up to Twitch. I just did.
Did you sign up?
I did, totally.
For God's sakes.
Yeah, I'll be talking during the breaks. Yep.
Sorry, chat. I'm ready downhill to go. From here. Carrie's in the chat. All right. So the gestation period laws that are popping up in these individual states should be up to the states. There is nothing in Roe v. Wade saying you can get an abortion anytime you want, whenever you feel like it, have a nice day. In fact, if you read it, it's pretty restrictive, but it does say that you can't make it illegal. So the states are taking advantage of this by saying, okay, we're gonna give a time limit. You've got 15 weeks, which is, if I'm doing my math right, almost 4 months to decide whether to terminate the pregnancy, whether to kill the unborn child. In places like Texas, where it's 20 weeks, that's 5 months. A month is basically 4 weeks. I'm not really sure. You can't know by 5 months if you want to make that decision, really? How much time do you need? And the argument is, my body, my choice. You're not a woman. You don't have anything to say. How dare you even look at me? Mentioning OBGYNs. I'm sure there's some idiots that think that as well. I mean, there are some idiots out there that think black people should only go to black doctors. I mean, that's how dumb all of this gets. But having said all of that, 62 million dead unborn children since Roe v. Wade. So this is not only for rape. This is not only for incest. This is not only for the life of the mother. This is abort the child at your convenience. Have a nice day. And Mississippi says, no, we're not going to allow you to keep on killing unborn children. Well, we've got the heartbeat. We know that they feel pain. You know that there is a consciousness. There's all that. And Sotomayor says something stupid, comparing dead bodies to unborn children. And it was just stupid. Whoopi Goldberg says something stupid. If you don't have eggs, then you're not allowed to talk about it. That's just stupid. So when the argument gets dumb, I just bring you reality. I bring you science. I bring you fact. The fact is, abortion I believe, was made legal, and I can prove this through case after case and by what Margaret Sanger said from Planned Parenthood. I believe abortion, the push to make abortion legal, was to kill unborn minority children. Let me make this as clear as I can. Margaret Sanger was a eugenicist. She believed in eugenics. She believed that we should weed out the undesirables in our society. Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, wanted to weed out black people. She didn't like black people. In fact, she would make deals with reverends and pastors in black neighborhoods, and that's why Planned Parenthood clinics, so-called clinics, showed up in black neighborhoods. And the pastors would tell the young black girls, go and abort this child. You got my okay. I'm the pastor. Margaret Sanger met with the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan. The KKK would like to see the weeding out of black people in society. Of the 62 million killed unborn children since Roe v. Wade, with a population of 12 or 13%, the percentage of black children that have been offed is 30 to 40%. Yet black people are only 12 or 13% of population. Hispanics also are at a higher level than their population number. Why? Because abortion was put in place to kill unborn minority children. Now, Whoopi Goldberg clearly isn't smart enough to know that. Or she knows it and she's lying about it. I just think she doesn't know it. Anybody who's out there fighting for more abortions and happens to be non-white, not that it really matters, you're literally pushing for more aborted children from your own culture, ancestry, or background, or race. This is how stupid it is. It doesn't make any sense. People like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and black pastors and faith leaders should be the loudest voices out there saying, hey, we got to stop the abortions, man. But they're not, because they bought the BS, my body, my choice, body autonomy, health autonomy. It's disgusting. It is.
Hey,
it makes no sense. Go ahead.
Talking about facts, and you were talking about Texas, and I don't know if you mentioned this or not, but you know, in September 1st, you know, Texas passed that fetal heartbeat bill. So right. Before September 1st, it was 20 weeks. This fetal heartbeat bill, once there is a detectable heartbeat, that could be as early as 6 weeks into the pregnancy, no abortion. I just wanted to put that out there.
We're in the weeds a little bit, and I want to make sure that you and I agree on what this says.
Okay.
It's still 20 weeks in Texas. The heartbeat bill, you're right, says you can't get the abortion after 6 weeks, but it's a civil issue, and somebody has to report that you got the abortion after 6 weeks.
Right.
That's the way I thought it read, because I talked to Dan Patrick about this, I think. So I think it's a civil thing. I don't think there are any criminal penalties. When it's after 20 weeks, you can be criminally charged, I believe. Does that make sense?
It does, but I just wanted to put that out there.
Yes, and I'm glad that you did. So you're right. After 6 weeks, you can be reported, and you can. I think there's a fine up to $10,000 or something, but it's not a criminal issue.
Right.
After 20 weeks, you could be criminally charged. You're breaking a criminal law, and I think that is the difference. And if I'm getting it wrong, by all means, the governor's office listens to this show every day. I think that's what it is. You're right. Once a heartbeat is detected and they've decided that 6 weeks gestation, if somebody reports you, you can face civil penalties that are pretty hefty if you still get the abortion. But I think the criminal aspect of it is 20 weeks or beyond. Does that make sense?
It does. Yes. Yep.
And I appreciate you bringing that up. Thank you. Let me go to the phone lines here, see what you think about all this. The bottom line is abortion is not a positive thing, but women have been tricked into feeling as though they've been empowered by the idea that they can terminate a pregnancy, and therefore many people who are very smart, generally speaking, who are very thoughtful, generally speaking, are in lockstep because they think that they're giving up a right if abortion were not to be allowed after a certain amount of time. Hopefully that makes sense. Let me go to David, line three. David, what's going on in Vegas? Hi.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, sir.
You bet.
I don't mean to disagree with you, but
you can.
I think the bottom line is men don't have a say.
Why not?
And let me explain. I was married. Both my wife and I were executives. She decided to have an abortion without my knowledge, which led to our divorce. And I had no say in it. I could do nothing. However, if I had divorced her, or she had divorced me for any other reason, and she had kept the child, then I would have had no say in paying the child support.
What are you disagreeing with me on?
So, well, it's kind of tongue in cheek when Whoopi Goldberg says men don't have a say in this, and you came back and said yes, men do have a say. I'm saying, bottom line, I had no say.
Okay.
You have no say if your wife or your partner decides they want to have an abortion.
Right.
So it was kind of tongue-in-cheek that men can't have an opinion.
Yeah.
It was just saying that the legality of it is that I had nothing. I had no recourse.
And I think you should.
Without ever knowing.
Well, I think you should have a recourse. David, that's what I'm saying. We're not disagreeing. You're right. Men don't have a legal say right now. They should. Without a doubt, they should. But we're not disagreeing. What my response to Whoopi is that Whoopi doesn't know what she's talking about, and that you don't have to have eggs to be able to have an opinion or a say or some input on this issue. So we're not disagreeing, but I do get what you're saying. You're right. She went and got the abortion, didn't tell you, but if she would have decided to keep the child, you guys divorced for some other reason, you would have been on the hook to pay for that child until he or she was 18 years old. And that's twisted, to be honest. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Coming right back.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Hey, great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by the Joe Pags Show. Great radio stations all over the place, up to 162 now. And I appreciate everybody who's joined in either from the very beginning or most recently. Thank you so much. If you're brand new to the program, well, I get it. Her voice is annoying and you're wondering, what's the girl doing?
What are you talking about? Not me.
Talking to the new stations. So if you're not used to it yet, you get numb to her voice after a while. I've been working with her for 14, 15 years. What?
Incredibly rude. And I haven't just mentioned joined any names. Your Twitch channel.
That's a problem. That's a problem, to be honest.
I could have given you a bit or whatever people do on there, and I don't think I will anymore. So.
Yeah, I didn't expect anything from you. I expected to get in Twitch where you can give bits or subs or donations.
Yeah,
I expected to get what I've gotten from you for the past 10 Christmases. I expect to get about the same.
Uh-huh. And the last present I gave you, you still haven't spent. So I wonder
right,
if I can get
that
back.
19 maybe what? What year was that? 19?
I don't recall, actually, but maybe I'll give you something.
I'll keep that in mind.
Year.
It's a Christmas. I was getting ready for the Christmas bonuses. I'll keep that in mind.
Okay.
What's that?
Oh, I've got nothing.
I got awfully quiet in here. It's weird.
I've got nothing.
888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Appreciate you stopping by. We do. We appreciate all the new stations. You will get it. It's a different kind of talk show where we hang out, we talk stuff out, we laugh, we sing, you carry farts. You get a lot of things like that happen, a lot of gas, to be honest. But you'll get it after a while. So if you're calling the station or writing the station right
two
now,
weeks.
Go, what the hell were you thinking? Give us at least 2 weeks. That's all we're asking.
What is this?
Not an awful lot more, okay? Just calm down. All right, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Let me tell you about ShipStation. ShipStation is awesome. You've got inventory you've got to manage, orders to fill, growing list of stressed out customers, checking twice a day, wondering where is that stuff I ordered. ShipStation is going to help you out. Going to take the hassle out of shipping. Holiday orders are not easy, but all that problem is going to melt away with ShipStation. If you sell anything online, I'd love to tell you, shipping can be super frustrating. Changing your shipping solution can seem daunting, but with the holidays here, now's the time to think about making that change. ShipStation works with all major carriers, international and local, including FedEx, USPS, UPS as well, and you can get access to discounted rates that are usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies. Not only is shipping easy, you can actually save money. No wonder 98% of companies that use ShipStation come back after they've been with ShipStation for a year, 98% come back and stay with them. Go to right now, go to ShipStation.com, use my code PAGS, get a 60-day free trial, enough time to handle the holiday rush, ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top, enter my name, PAGS, P-A-G-S, ShipStation, make ship happen. All right, let me go to the phone lines. Going to be line 4 and Dennis in Texas. Hi, Dennis, what's going on?
Hey, Joe, nice to speak to you again.
Thanks, man.
Hey, I just had a quick question. If a woman, let's say, is verified as pregnant, and then that's 5 weeks out, you know, during the pregnancy, let's say something happens to her, she gets hurt by somebody or killed by somebody or someone, wouldn't that be considered two deaths?
Oh, Dennis, it depends on the municipality, and I got to be honest with you. Somebody brings this up every time we bring up abortion, and Dennis, great call and great question. Let me make this clear. You've got to find out what the laws are in your state or your county or your municipality, whether that will be treated as a double homicide or a woman being killed who is pregnant. And it really does change from here to there. It's not something that is federal and it's across the entire country. Some people have said it depends on what her intention was, which is verifiably stupid if the woman sadly was killed in the car crash or whatever the accident happened to be. That's just stupid. Well, who are you going to ask the husband? Well, was she going to have the child? I mean, what are you doing? It's so dumb. So I think it should be straight across the board that if a pregnant woman is killed or dies or something happens, that it would be counted as two, because I believe that the unborn child is a person. But it really does change. The law does change depending on where you are. That's for sure. And I don't know what it is in Texas, to be honest with you. I would assume Texas would say it's two, but I don't know. I honestly don't know. I'd have to look that up. Melissa, what's happening in Kansas City? Hi.
Hey, hi, Joe. I am a NICU nurse of 30 years,
nice.
So I spent my life taking care of premature babies. And I think you and I both know that the socialists lie. Whoopi Goldberg, Alec Baldwin, all the Hollywood types, they're gone. Trying to convince them is futile. But we have got to turn this conversation around to, this is a human right issue. This isn't a mother issue. The left wants us to focus on the mother, my body, my choice. But it isn't her body. That baby is inside her body, but it isn't her body. It has completely different DNA.
Right.
It has completely different tissues. And so until we can turn this around to be a human rights violation, I don't think we're going to get very far. But those are the conversations we need to have with those people who follow the Whoopi Goldbergs and listen to The View and all that kind of stuff, because
absolutely,
you know, who's the bigger fool?
Well, Melissa, I'm with you, and I actually
follow.
Yeah, I actually talk about it being a separate body, separate DNA all the time, but I'm glad you brought it up again. Thank you, I appreciate that. Valentin, what's on your mind? Come on.
Hey, make it quick. Why don't we use reverse psychology? Let's go after the minorities and tell them it's okay to kill the babies. Just give it to them straight. All right, kill it. You're a minority, you got the privilege to do that. And focus on reverse psychology and guarantee the abortion rate to drop.
Well, it would, because they would call it white supremacy, trying to get rid of unborn minority children, which is exactly what's happening right now, to be honest with you. Not a bad idea. I won't be doing that tactic, but I understand where you're coming from, and it kind of makes sense. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. On this show, we'll have Tracy Beans, uncoverdc.com. We'll talk about vaccine mandates, the stays that are happening in courts, and a lot of these court cases are coming down on the right side of freedom, on the correct side of freedom and liberty, and not forcing a medical procedure on somebody. So we'll have her, also campus reform in the program, too. Keep it here. Coming back.
You're listening to Joe Pags. This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Lots going on, lots to get to, lots to talk about. Tracy Beans at the bottom of the hour. She's the boss over at uncoverdc.com. Does great reporting, great investigative journalism. Going to talk about mandates, going to talk about Fauci, going to talk about this new variant out of South Africa, and how all the commentary from the United States and from this administration has harmed South Africa through all this. We're going to talk about that as well, something that a lot of people probably haven't thought about on your Thursday. I'm feeling all right. Uh-huh. Say what? Ba-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Seems I got to have a change of scene.
Ba-do-do-do.
Every night I have
ba-do-do-do.
Strangest dream.
Ba-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Imprisoned by the way.
Carrie, what's going on?
Could I not do it? Doing a little shave.
Left here on
Cole's
my
making it happen.
Own,
Sam,
so
getting it done.
See.
Isn't that a little show? A little bigger than little, I think.
Excuse me. Stop it's huge. To scream.
It's huge.
Let's go. Took the key.
Feeling all right. Let's go.
I'm not feeling too good myself.
What?
Stop. Yes, sorry, I thought my mother had something to say.
Ignore her.
I'm not feeling too good myself.
Oh, man, nailed that one. Sing it, Pagsy. What? Why is it? Do you understand that you come off as so rude when you're interrupting my bringing the music to the people?
Don't you want me to be honest with you? Because we're
no,
friends.
No, I want you to lie.
Oh, okay.
Rude.
Great singing. Please sing more.
I have to deal with this for 2 more hours. Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Goodness.
And a couple tomorrow. I'm trying to get all my snark in now. It's a radiothon tomorrow. It's hard to do snark when you're.
You're going to kiss up tomorrow? You're going to be nice
good
tomorrow?
People are donating.
Is that what's going to happen?
Money for a great cause. And, you know.
And again, if you're from a new station, I apologize. She wears you down. And then eventually you'll be like, all right,
you
fine,
don't have
whatever.
To apologize for me.
But she's so annoying, right?
Wow.
Right?
You were right.
I mean, I'm just. Every single time you jump in and you just say such snarky things to me, it's horrible, right?
You're right about this one.
You know what I mean? And listen, you have to understand that she requires you call her something.
News goddess.
It's disgusting.
No, that's true. I do,
to be honest with you, it's horrible.
Like yeah.
I mean, so much so that she'll even laugh during the whole, this is what you have to call me.
News goddess.
You know, it's crazy.
Stop playing that.
What is wrong with you?
They're cringy.
But she and the family do like to go to Saskatchewan to vacation. Which part of Saskatchewan again?
Regina.
But what do you think about my sense of humor? Any thoughts on that?
Charming sense of humor that you had.
I would love to have a ringtone from Carrie Lockie, wouldn't you?
You're getting a phone call?
I mean, honestly.
Okay. Thank you. You can stop.
Most people think she's from Nebraska. She's actually from, I believe, the San Fernando Valley.
That being Adub, this is the Joe Pag Show.
Wow. Valley girl.
Well, you got lots of those, don't you?
So is there anything about the last song that I played that you were unhappy about?
I said, yeah, needs more Carrie in this one.
Come on. What's wrong with that? It needs more Carrie in this one?
Well, that's probably true. I don't remember which parody that was, but you know, probably some. Probably would have been better.
What I like about Carrie is at the end of the day, you can rely on one thing. Without a doubt, you can rely on one thing. You could take this to the bank. You could tell your mama about it. Carrie Lockie always will come through and be uber supportive.
You'll get it, buddy.
What's that?
You'll get it, buddy.
Am I going to get it?
You'll get it, buddy.
Okay, turns out I'm going to get it.
Oh, that was so weird. I don't know why
I have a hard time pronouncing that one name. Can you help me out?
Faluke Tuwalkley.
I don't even know who that is. I don't even know what that is.
No idea.
The guy whose name is that, he's like, she nailed it.
Mm-hmm. Totally. I think I did.
What do you think that is?
Faluke Tuwalkley. I was very careful.
You know, there's a lot in a name, by the way. I mean, can you imagine if you got somebody's name wrong? You just apologize and move on, right? But you've got a story about getting the name wrong and then somebody being called a racist, and was this person fired? Fill me in on this story, because I don't understand.
Yeah.
He called the people the wrong name or something, and now he's fired?
Yeah, this is from The Blaze. A professor at Fordham University, a private Jesuit college in New York City, abruptly lost his job after an incident in which he accidentally called 2 black students by the wrong name. While teaching his Composition 2 class on September 24th, Christopher Trogan, a now former English lecturer at the school, accidentally called 2 students by the wrong name. The Fordham Observer characterized the incident as a name mix-up in which Trogan became briefly confused. The students responded to the incident by emailing Trogan after class, telling him they were offended that he confused their names and alleging he did so because they are black. Trogan, however, did not hide from the mistake. He sent his entire Composition 2 class an email apologizing for the innocent mistake. He said he had suffered a confused brain because the 2 students whose names he confused walked into his class late at the same time he was reading the work of another student. And the offended student assumed my mistake was because I confused that student with another black student, Trogan's email said. I have done my best to validate and reassure the offended student. I made a simple human error. It has nothing to do with race. And the professor, as any professor would do in a situation like this, encouraged his students to relay any concerns with him to the dean of the school, his department chairperson, and other administrators who have jurisdiction over matters between professors and students. Chantel Sims, one of the students whose name was mixed up, told The Observer she and her classmate were not upset about the mix-up, but it was Trogan's defense against their accusations of racism that upset them. It seemed a little excessive, like all you needed to do was say sorry and it would have been fine, she told The Observer. We were not actually that upset about him mixing up our names. It was more so the random things he would throw into the response. In fact, both students whose names were confused accused Trogan of demonstrating a white savior complex.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. You heard me.
Before that story, had you ever heard of the white savior complex?
No. No.
Is that really a thing?
I guess so. It is now.
Want to make sure that I have this story right. I want you to correct me if I get it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Two black students, and let's take the race out of it. Two students show up late to class. So they've already done something wrong. You shouldn't be showing up late to class. Whatever. They walk in. The professor refers to them and calls them by the wrong name or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they were offended by it, so much so that they made a stink about it. And the professor went, oh, well, here's what happened. And I had a brain fog, and it really shouldn't have happened. And I didn't mean to do anything like that. But in their complaint about it, they literally said, we think he did it because we're black. They said that.
Mm-hmm.
So he responds to that, and they have a problem with his response. Because he said too many things in the response?
They said the random things that he threw into the response.
And now he's fired. He's out of a job.
That is correct.
And their response was, well, no, we wouldn't have had a problem had he just said, I'm sorry, and moved on. But instead, he used the white savior complex. Do I have it right, Carrie Lockie?
You have it right, Joe Pags.
Okay, so he should not have explained why it wasn't racist. He should have accepted, this is what I got from the story. He should have accepted it was racist, said I'm sorry, and moved on. Did I hear what they're saying right?
Yes.
Because they literally, that was the angle.
Yeah.
It was racist. It was wrong. Say you're sorry for being such a racist, and everything would be fine. You get to keep your job. But his problem is he was saying, well, they showed up late and I was reading somebody else's paper or something and the class had already been underway and it was a brain fog or a brain, whatever he said. And it wasn't intentional. They're mad at that. They needed him to say, that was racist. I'm sorry. Then he's fine. Am I reading it right?
You are, yeah.
So the fact that he said it's not racist, and it was a simple mistake, and you two showed up late, and I mixed up a couple of names, he's fine. He's out of a job. Stupid! Not racist! Okay. I'm going to need to get a call or two on this, because do we really live in a society now to where if I mix up your name with somebody else's, I'm only cool if you're not a minority. If you are a minority and I mix up your name, I have to admit my racism. I have to admit my white savior complex and shut my mouth and just say sorry. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah, but if he did just that, you think that would have been okay with them? They would have really cool with that.
Oh, no, it's a great question. No, they're lying. Yeah. They would not have been okay with that. They're pretending they would have been. Had he only said, I'm sorry. But they're lying. They wanted him gone. They saw an opening, and for some reason they don't like the guy or whatever. They saw an opening to get rid of him, and guess what? They got rid of him. No, this was their chance. Clearly, there's no racism in confusing people's names. That's dumb. Clearly, there isn't. who knows how long they've been going to school there. It's only the beginning of December. It might be second semester, might be a new semester, might be a new class. Doesn't matter how long they've been going there, but, I mean, there might even be a reason of not being familiar with them yet. I mean, when I meet a coworker, which hasn't happened in 15 years, but when I meet a coworker, what?
I find that funny, but okay, keep going with your story.
Mm-hmm. When I meet a coworker, I may not remember his or her name, and I might say, what's your name again? But if I say, hey, Bob, and it's really Bill, I'm screwed? Really?
You know, sometimes as a mom, I will call Jake Luke and Luke Jake.
I know why.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Racist! Clearly, you're a racist when it comes to your kids. I've got five daughters. I screw them up all the time. I have no idea. Gabby, Gia, Mesa, CJ,
somebody.
You, come here. You. Talking to you. So, yeah, this is verifiably stupid. This is just nuttiness. And I think this guy should sue. He was fired, right? I mean,
yes. Like,
shown the door. You're gone.
Yes, fired.
Because you messed up two people's names. That's really what's going on, right?
Yes.
Not resigned, not stepped down in shame, fired.
Yeah. Apparently,
he's got to sue.
Yeah, he went on to say his termination letter explained he was fired because of his class-wide email and not the name mix-up.
But you read what was in the class-wide email. What was horrible about that?
Crazy. He's trying to explain himself.
There's a lawsuit there, man. I'm talking lawsuit. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. We're coming right back. Stay here.
Joe Pags.
Hi, great to have you. Thanks. It is the Joe Pags Show, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Glad to have you here. Lots going on, lots to get to. We've got Tracy Beans at the bottom of the hour. Make sure you stick around for that. More information on the new variant, more information on the stays that are happening in courts as challenges to the vaccine mandates continue to happen. We talk about that and a whole lot more. Make sure that you stay right where you are to check out Tracy Beans. Also, uncoverdc.com is her website. Go there as well. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. By the way, the most racist thing about that entire story, and I'll stand by this, is the fact that these students said that he was using some white, what did they say, white deity complex or something?
White savior complex.
White savior complex.
Mm-hmm.
That was the racist part of this story. That was the only racist aspect. Unless he said something like, I can't tell black people apart or something ridiculous, which would be racist. He didn't say that. What he said was, I was doing other things. I wasn't thinking. I didn't mean to get it wrong. I mean, the guy doesn't say anything as far as I can tell that's racist in any way, shape, or form. But because the students happen to be black, then already race is assumed. And they're allowed to. They're allowed to use race as their assumption. And then they're allowed to say he's got some white savior complex, which is unbelievably racist. And he's the one out of a job. They should have been kicked out of school for saying that. For saying that racist thing to the guy. But what do I know? 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Let me tell you about Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com. Click on the search bar. You know, like any search bar you would see, put in P-A-G-S, my last name, Pags, and click on search. You're going to see pop up in front of your face the perfect gift package for $99.99. 24 entrees like the world-famous bacon-wrapped filet mignons, chicken breasts, sides, desserts, so much more when you use code PAGS in the search bar. Also get an additional 8 Omaha Steaks burgers free with your order. We've heard the reports about shortages, shipping delays that are happening out there. Do not wait. Get on this right now. I'm serious, right now. Order the perfect gift package, omahasteaks.com. Put in keyword PAGS in the search bar. Click on search. You've got 8 free burgers when entering my code PAGS. Achieve gifting greatness with Omaha Steaks. Incredible flavor, incredible value, 100% guaranteed. omahasteaks.com. Put in my name, P-A-G-S, in the search bar. Get this done. OmahaSteaks.com. I had some of these bacon wrapped filet mignons a couple of nights ago. They're amazing. You're going to want these. You're going to want them right now. OmahaSteaks.com, keyword PAGS. Get it done right now. Let me go to the phone lines. I appreciate you taking the time. It's going to be Caitlin in Houston. Caitlin, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, Joe. I think you just broke the news to me that my mom's racist because, you know, she would always call me my sister's name, my dad's name, and my dog's name before she could finally yell at me.
Clearly your mom is racist!
Clearly.
I mean, isn't it stupid? You can't get somebody's name wrong? Really? Really?
Yeah. Common human error. Like, everybody does it.
No. Not if you're white. You can't be doing that. That's really what, it's the life we live right now. There is this suggestion that there must be white perfection. I take that back. Must be white, straight, heterosexual, man, Christian perfection. And I don't even know what this guy's other characteristics were. And what I mean by that is, I've got to get your pronouns right, or else I'm somehow a homophobe or a transphobe or something. I've got to get your orientation right, or else I'm a homophobe or some gay hater, gay basher. I've got to get your name right, or else if you happen to be somebody who's considered intersectional, then I'm going to be a racist. Or maybe if I get your religion wrong or what your headdress means, if I'm wondering if you're a Sikh or if you're a Muslim, now I'm suddenly Islamophobic or some sort of religious-phobic or religiousist. Is that a word, Carrie? Religiousist?
I don't think so.
Pretty sure it is.
It is.
Look
not.
It up.
You're white.
Look it up,
you smarty can't pants. Use it. So religiousist.
I don't know. I mean, can we be honest?
What?
You're from Nebraska. You're way whiter than I'll ever be.
That's not true. I also have lovely olive colored skin.
I wouldn't go there.
If you've
got albino olives that are as white as a piece of paper.
That's not what I'm talking
maybe.
About. I'm not that
I'd
white.
Like to order some albino olives.
No.
For Carrie Lachey for Christmas.
No.
That'll be our Christmas bonus this year. You have to be we are demanding white perfection. And if you aren't perfect when being white, because you have no intersectionality at all, you are a something-a-phobe or a something-ist, and you can be marginalized now and minimized in society. This guy not only needs to sue and get his job back, he needs punitive damages for that school firing. Do you still have the story open in front of you? What school was this in New York?
This was Fordham University. It's a private college in New York City.
And people say, private college, they can fire anybody they want. Right to work. Now, you can't fire somebody over alleged racism when there wasn't any. I mean, that's a problem. This also sullies his character. It harms his ability to go and get another job somewhere because he got their names wrong. Carrie, do you think that there's anything else to this story? Is this it?
I don't know. I would hope there is something else to the story as to why this man got fired, but...
Well, like he said the N-word or something, then we could say, okay, he's a racist.
Of course.
I get it.
Yeah. I mean, but there doesn't seem to be. Yeah.
And you have to love the student's response. All you got to do is say he was sorry. Really? You buying that?
No, I'm not buying that. No.
Yeah. That is not to be purchased. That's not to be bought. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Get to your screen. Go to joepags.com, click on the live video, and you're going to see my interview with Tracy as well as here. Keep it here.
Joe Pags.
Great to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Always wonderful to have a great journalist on and a good friend of mine. It's Tracy Beans from UncoverDC.com. Tracy, how are you?
I'm good, Joe. How you doing?
I'm living the dream. We're getting it done. Look out for Omicron. Omicron. I don't know what the hell it is, but it's a new variant that we heard about from South Africa. And the South African doctors have said, good news. You don't lose your taste of smell or your sense of smell, your sense of taste. Everything's fine. The symptoms are mild. This country, we are now locking down the world because of something that we're being told is not very serious. And you've got some insight into this as well about who's getting this variant as well, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, talk about punishing good scientists for discovering something and alerting the world before it becomes anything more than it could be, right? Talk about destroying a country for that. I've seen some firsthand accounts from South Africa saying our tourist season is now destroyed. You've destroyed our economy. You know, just last week, I believe it was, they were kind of pushing vaccination out of South Africa. They're very, they're less vaccinated there than elsewhere. And apparently this strain was actually first found in people from the UK, not necessarily South Africa. Right. That's the story that's coming out now. So actually, it is a mild disease course. And Dr. Peter McCullough has been talking about this quite a bit. He was on Ingram yesterday and said it. But it seems to be the mutations on this strain were born out of vaccination.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Just stop it right there. I've been told by Fauci on down, the CDC, the WHO, if we get fully vaccinated, we can beat this thing. And that the mutations are coming from the unvaccinated, which, of course, you and I have talked about doesn't make any sense at all. If you're vaccinated, the disease wants to figure out how to get you anyway, and it's going to mutate. But they literally, you're getting two distinct different stories. The experts are saying what you just said, and those who want us to think they're experts are saying the exact opposite, aren't they?
Yes, and it's terrible where we're at right now, because I was listening to the CDC here, or was a hearing, Senate Medical Affairs Committee hearing for the federal government, and they had Dr. Walensky and Fauci and the FDA and a whole bunch of other people in there, Joe, and they were asking all kinds of questions, and Senator Murphy says to Walensky, my colleague, Senator Ron Johnson, was blatantly trying to tie 5,000 deaths that happened between, you know, after the first 3 days after vaccination to the vaccine. And he was saying that, you know, there's data to back this up, and the dangerous misinformation he's pushing, Joe, right? That's what Murphy's saying. And, right. And Walensky says, you're right, go out and get vaccinated. You know, there are only 600,000 adverse events reported in bears. And I'm just like, if there's no safe and effective, why would there be any? That's not the point. The point is they lie. They say that the truth is dangerous misinformation. In actuality, the truth is what's going to save everyone. And they're propagandizing the entire country, trying to avoid it somehow. Because once it is known that the vaccination is causing variants, the WHO is now pushing back and saying, Don't boost. Let's save those doses for underprivileged people.
Yeah. That's why we're saving the doses. By the way, Ron Johnson, great senator, had him on the show many times. He's selling it short. It's way more than 5,000. We had Thomas Renz on this program, the lawyer who is running all these lawsuits over the vaccination. The Department of Defense itself, not even the DOJ, the Department of Defense, not even the DHS, not even the HHS, not even the HUD. The Department of Defense has numbers that are like 16,000 people. So, but I guess they're trying to say, yeah, but we don't know that it's from the vaccination because they might have already been dying before they got the vaccine.
You know what she said? She said if somebody gets into a car accident, that is reported to VAERS. That is blatantly false. There are whistleblower doctors coming forward now all over the place saying our health system will not allow us to report to VAERS and tell vaccine injury after report adverse events to VAERS. That's the only thing that system is for. It's not like, Joe, if you get into a car accident and you have COVID and God forbid something happens to you, you died of COVID, not the car accident injuries. It's not like that for the vaccine adverse events reporting system. And they have to actually approve those. The CDC has to research them. It's not just anybody could go in there. So they're just lying.
Remember, it was a couple of years ago. It's Tracy Beans. Go to uncoverdc.com, uncoverdc.com. Follow her on Gab. Follow her all over the place. Not a lot on Twitter because you're telling the truth too much. But it was a couple of years ago that the top health official in Illinois came out and said, we are going to count that accident as a COVID death if we find out post-mortem that you had COVID. Which, of course, isn't a COVID death. When it comes to the VAERS system, which I believe stands for Vaccine Adverse Effects Registry or something.
Events reporting system.
There you go. The medical professionals that we've seen who are whistleblowers, who had undercover cameras on, have actually recorded video and audio of people saying, I'm not filling that out. It takes too long. They made it too cumbersome. It takes 30 minutes to fill out a VAERS report. I'm not going to do that. So if she's admitting 600,000, how many are there really that aren't even being reported?
Oh my gosh, it's said that there's about a tenth of them actually documented in VAERS, and there are 900,000 entries for COVID vaccines right now.
And we can't
whether they're
I can't get a direct answer to this very direct question. Why did the Nordic countries all stop giving the Moderna vaccine to men 30 years old and younger? Any male 30 and younger, because of pericarditis and other carditises, other heart issues, they just stopped using it. They completely stopped using it. Also, why is the FDA-approved Pfizer vaccine not even available in America? Comirnaty is not available here. BioNTech is. They are legally distinct, according to Pfizer itself on its own website. What is the game here, Tracy? Why is it that they continue to lie? Is it really as simple as billions of dollars to pharma?
I don't think so. I really don't.
What is it then?
I think it's more nefarious than that. Finally, a judge the other day, said that yes, there is a difference in this Pfizer community.
He rejected it. Right. He rejected that whole thing that they're interchangeable. They're not.
And, I'm going to say the court cases are falling down in our favor now. Right. So the CMS mandate is halted. The OSHA mandate is halted. The only thing we're still waiting on is the military and contractor and federal employee mandate.
Right.
Because they're claiming there hasn't been any harm yet. But. We're getting there. We're winning this in court because it's absolutely absurd. But it's really up to state governments. And I'm not skirting your question. I just don't want to say what I'm thinking out loud because it's so nefarious and horrible.
Okay.
But I just think that they're really trying to get rid of everybody that hasn't taken the vaccine yet, because when these variants, undoubtedly end up coming, like we're seeing with Omicron, the people that will sadly be really ill from them are the vaccinated people. And then the whole thing will be out in the open and they won't be able to cover it up. So I think that they're ignoring all the side effects because they know that the more unvaccinated people there are, the more they're going to be out raked upon the coals when people are getting really, really sick after being reinfected.
It's Tracy Bean. She's the boss over at UncoverDC.com. Why do you think that the Biden administration, Jen Psaki in the lead here, Ron Klain probably really running the country, it's not Joe Biden, why do you think that they think that we forgot what they said a year ago? And I'll bring up a couple of cases. Biden said over and over that you couldn't force a vaccine. The federal government cannot do a mandate. Psaki said the same thing. Can't do vaccines, can't push mandates. And then they went around to OSHA and tried to do it anyway. But also, let's just talk about the travel ban from South Africa and other countries around South Africa. That travel ban, Biden would have called xenophobic a year ago, a year and a half ago, when Trump said, we're going to stop travel from China, which medical experts said, you have to stop travel from China. We don't know what the hell's going on. That was called xenophobic and hysterical. Again, we know they did that. What I just said is true. It's verifiably true. They are being contradictory. But why do you think they think we'll just buy it?
Because nobody's holding them accountable for anything. That's why. Because they have a narrative that they're pushing. They're propagandizing the people. They're using this to their advantage in several different ways. And there's no reason for them not to, because there's no real authority or anyone with any guts standing up to stop them. So they're just going to keep doing it. The only reporter on the Hill that's doing anything remotely close to trying to challenge them is Peter Ducey. Thank goodness for him. Everyone else falls along in lockstep. People are being hurt and dying. And again, I was going to say it's got to fall back on the states to protect the rights of their citizens, because at the end of the day, that's supposedly where public health lies. There's something really nefarious going on in this world right now. And if you can't see that, you're not really looking, and it's terrible.
Well, I think a lot of people do see it, and I'm glad that you're saying it out loud. I say it out loud every day. I've got Dr. Malone on the show. I've got Dr. Jesse Lopez. I've got Dr. Dan Stock. I've got, I bring these people, Dr. Urso. I bring these people on all the time, who are telling the truth about COVID-19, about the hysteria surrounding COVID-19, about the hysteria around ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and stuff like that. So we'll keep on telling the truth. I'll keep on getting banned and suspended and all that stuff on social media, but I don't care. I'm going to tell the truth because people deserve to have that. You're right. It is up to the states to push back, and states like Florida and Texas are pushing back, some others, South Dakota. But at the end of the day, it's also up to the individual businesses, I believe. If some government idiot tells me, I don't have 100 employees, I've only got a few, but if I had 100, I would tell the government to pound sand. I'm not going to force my employees to get vaccinated. I'm not even going to ask them what their health status is, because that's against the law for me to even ask about it. But businesses aren't doing that. Businesses, large businesses, are knee-jerk reacting and telling people, you're out of a job if you don't do what we say, because we're afraid that Biden is going to mandate it, even though the mandate, as you and I both know, is not in place right now. So isn't it also up to the private businesses?
Yeah, it is, and they should do the right thing. But it's also up to the government to make sure that a private business can't discriminate against you for either, you know, being vaccinated or not being vaccinated, or if you have some silent health condition you don't want them to know about, that's your own personal business.
Right.
You know, there are laws on the books for that already, not in the in terms of this, though. So that's where we're going next. I'm actually going to put my little activist hat on this weekend, Joe, and I'm going to the state capitol here in South Carolina in Columbia for the rally. It's called the Gates of Hell Rally.
Nice.
Because Governor McMaster said he would fight Joe Biden to the gates of hell to stop these mandates, but I've heard crickets other than a few lawsuits that have been brought. So we're going up there to just make some noise.
Is that the answer to what is South Carolina not doing?
Yes.
So South Carolina promised, this guy promised that he would fight, and he's not. Very similar to what happened in Georgia. You get this guy, Brian Kemp, in there. He's the most conservative guy. Trump helps bring him across the finishing line. And then he doesn't even want to examine what the hell happened in the election. I mean, we have to root these people out, don't we? We have to let people know, fake conservative, real conservative. Real conservative is the one who's lit up and treated like garbage on social media and on the media. You could probably trust that person. The other person, if they're getting by and nobody's complaining, probably not who they said they were. So has this guy answered any questions as to why he's not doing what he said he would do?
No. And I wouldn't go so far as to say he's a fake conservative. Governor McMaster's okay. But he needs to do more. And now we're calling on him to make an executive order to halt these mandates until we can get the legislature back in to pass the bills that we really think should be passed to protect the rights of South Carolinians. And I live here and I'm taking it seriously because it is very serious. I know we are going to have to go in a second, but did you check out uncoverdc.com and see what we had coming out of Georgia? Speaking of Georgia.
No, bring it. Let's go. What do you have?
Independent citizen decided he was going to step up and get some information about some concerns he had about the election, pestered the Secretary of State. Finally, the Secretary of State returned the information that he needed. 26 concerns, too long to get into now, but you can go to the website and check it out. 26 concerns that Governor Kemp actually independently verified were problems.
Wow.
And sent out a letter that needs to be investigated immediately. So
it's not over, is it? I mean, we have
no.
to keep, listen, even if we don't get any satisfaction because of what happened in 2020, which I don't think is going to happen, you have to go into 2022 and 2024 knowing that your vote is going to count, knowing there's integrity, knowing that you can trust that what you want to have happen has been counted. And people on our side don't think they can trust the machines now. They don't think they can trust the mechanisms now of elections. So we need somebody like Kemp to do something. It's taken a long time. We need people like what you're seeing out of DeSantis and out of Greg Abbott, although some people say Abbott in Texas, you know, is doing things slower than they would like. But at the same time, you have to have more people doing the executive orders, ordering those deep forensic audits and so on, or else we don't trust what's going on around us. Go ahead. I'll give you the last word. Go ahead.
Representative Steve Toth there in Texas was the driver behind that audit bill that you're talking about for the forensic audits in the four biggest counties. He's an amazing rep out there. If you haven't talked to him yet, Joe, we'll get him to you because he's fantastic. And yeah, 2020 can't be forgotten. If we don't fix 2020, 2022 doesn't even matter because they'll do whatever the heck they want. And they're already starting it with these lockdowns for the variant of concern that nobody seems to be really concerned about other than the people who want to control us.
Hey, so. Good news for your neighboring state in Georgia. Stacey Abrams is going to run again.
I'm excited. So
isn't that
excited.
Awesome? Now, she's going to have to step down from all these boards where she's making a ton of money in jobs that she doesn't know anything about.
She's a Democrat.
That's right. She doesn't have to. I forgot. I forgot the whole, you know, Hunter Biden thing. All right. Tracy, we love you. Thank you so much for doing hard work. Thank you for putting it out there every single time. And let's do this again very soon, okay?
We will. Thanks so much, Joe.
All right. UncoverDC.com. Get there right now. We're back after this. Stay here.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pag Show.
Hey, glad to have you. Thanks. Appreciate you stopping by. Go to uncoverdc.com, uncoverdc.com, and find out all the great journalism Tracy does. Love having Tracy Beans on. She's unafraid. They could ban her here, there, and everywhere else, and she doesn't care. Keeps on coming back and bringing great information. We appreciate you stopping by. 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-7247. JoePags.com. We'll take a call or two before we head out for the hour. We've got much more coming your way. Next hour, it's going to be campusreform.org. Another great reporter, a young reporter getting it done on campuses, telling us exactly what it is she faces on campus and what others face on campus as well. The nuttiness this week is in high gear. I'll give you that hint. Let me, in the meantime, tell you about Superbeet. Superbeet heart chews are incredible. Non-GMO beets combined with this grapeseed extract. I never would have thought about putting them together. They put them together. Tastes great. And not only does it taste great, functionally for your body, it gives you more energy. The energy boost is from the blood pressure, the blood circulation, the blood flow being what it should be in your body. As we get older, we start losing that ability to maintain those where they should be. And that is going to be the equivalent of lower energy, more fatigue, being tired, can't get your job done. This is going to help you out without that caffeine rush and then drop, without the big sugar rush and then the big sugar drop. This is going to be great. Normal blood pressure is a big-time part of your healthy lifestyle. Superbeet's Heart Chews helps you to achieve that. Join over a million customers, get free shipping, free returns, and 90-day money-back guarantee. And right now, you can get a free 30-day supply with your first purchase at joelovesbeets.com. joelovesbeets.com, J-O-E, loves B-E-E-T-S.com. Go there right now and join the others who are getting such great benefits at a Superbeets. All right, I probably won't have time to take it. We've got calls coming in, probably won't have time to take you this hour, and I appreciate you being engaged in it. So some people over in the chat, Carrie, people over in the chat, very smart.
Mm-hmm.
They like to say, hey, we got this news story and that news story, and they start saying headlines, start saying fact. I can't take it as fact until I verify it.
Okay.
A study was sent to me that talks about mRNA vaccines and possible problems with them. I forwarded it to Dr. Jesse. Got his opinion on it. I'm going to read what the headline, at least the headline, is when we come back, which is going to make you go, why are they pushing these vaccines on us if this is what a study shows? We're going to have that for you when we come back. It's important information that it actually was found out almost a month ago. We're just now finding out about it, which is very strange. I hate that. They should do the study, put the information out, and let us see it. I'll highlight that when we come back. Plus, we've got campus reform and a lot more on the Joe Pags Show. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show. This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hey, great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Lots going on, lots to get to. In fact, we'll have Dr. Jesse off the top here to talk about this study that was sent to me about mRNA vaccines and some possible adverse effect. Not even possible. This is like a clinical study. We'll find out exactly what all that means in just a moment. Not before we remind you that it's Thursday. I'm feeling all right. Hey, look, it's Carrie Lockie.
It's Mel, Mark, and Dawn. This is...
No, it's going to be Mark, Don, and Mel.
Seems I got to have a change in scene. Because every night I have the strangest dreams.
It sucks that you won't be on the show after the new year. We haven't announced this yet, but...
Oh, this is the first I'm hearing of it. You got a surprise for me?
You say Mark, Don, and Mel, or else you're gone.
Come on, right, it whatever. Sounds better.
Whatever. No show without the Lockie.
You
we'll
still
keep her.
Want me around.
That's Polo. That's Sam. Yes, we'll keep you around. Let's go. Not feeling too good myself. Thanks, Carrie.
What? I didn't do it.
I'm not feeling too good myself.
Thursday, almost Friday. The weekend's almost here.
Tomorrow's my Friday.
Right, tomorrow's my Friday, too.
No, I've missed quite a bit this year, so I'll be here.
Big day for us tomorrow with the Elf Louise Radiothon.
Mm-hmm.
We do that every year, so yeah, that's going to be fun to do again. We'll do that on Friday and Saturday. The national show will be Mike Opelka in tomorrow. We'll do the live stream with the actual fundraiser that we're doing, the Radiothon, which will be great. And there you go. So, yeah, it is your Friday. Is this the first time Friday has been your Friday?
In a while, yeah. Yeah. But remember, so I'm still recovering. I'm recovering, so I had a good
excuse. Carrie, we're all recovering, excuse. Let's be honest.
I had a good excuse for missing a lot of Fridays.
Let's all be honest. We're all recovering.
That's true. Yeah.
All right, so in the chat earlier, now you know what my rule is. We can be as good as we are because I have you reading actual news stories that we attribute to who it is that reported the story.
Yes, we do that.
So people are going to say Carrie Lockie made that up or Carrie Lockie said. No, Carrie Lockie read the news story from fill in the name of the source, written by fill in the name of the person, or I read it or whatever. You know, sometimes I'll go off on a news story and not ask you to read it. It'll just be a short one, then I'll give you my opinion.
But it sounds better when I read it, though.
I'm sorry.
I just wanted to throw that
right in the middle of talking to the audience.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'll be quiet for a minute. Go ahead.
I'm done. I told you I have to get the snark out. It's the last hour. Go ahead. Just want to say, you know, I might do a better job of reading the news stories than somebody else, you know. Okay. I'm done. Thank you. Start talking. Sorry I interrupted you. It's not good radio for silence. You need to start saying something. I'm sorry. Okay.
Oh, wait a second. Mike, I'll need that where she yelled, I'm sorry. I'll need that one, Mike, or Peter, or whoever's doing it today.
I hate when you do
all
that.
Right. Mm. Okay. So I didn't want to interrupt you. You're on a roll there. The news stories are always better when you read them somehow. Forget the whole point I was making. Okay. The point is we keep her around, as annoying as she is, because she does a great job reading the stories. And we attribute the stories to whomever the source happens to be, whether I read it or Carrie or anybody else. So this way, when somebody says, that's just not true, they say, well, CNN said it, or AP said it, or ABC said it, or Fox News said it, or The Blaze said it. That way, it's not me pretending that I went out, reported the story, and took the notes and interviewed the people. Somebody else does that. And then we report what they said happened, and then I'll give you my opinion. That's the way we stay safe. Because I've opened up the availability of people to contact me directly during the show on Twitch, which is where the live video feed is. And again, it's like a TV show. We switch the cameras. You see all the people who you hear. You'll see the videos of the actual interviews. You can go and do that. You can check that out after you listen to the radio show because those videos stay up there for 30 days, I believe. But people will then come out and say, breaking news, blah, blah, blah. And I'm here to tell you your fake name. And generally speaking, people use fake names in my chat room. Your fake name saying it happened doesn't mean it happened. It may be true. And maybe you got information that says that it's true. But that's got to be emailed to me or sent to me in some other form or fashion so that I can check out the website. Now, I don't allow websites by phone callers because I can't verify them, or by those who chat in my chat room because, again, I can't verify them. I don't want someone to put up a bad website. And unfortunately, because of anonymity on the internet, people will post a bad website. Having explained all of that, there was some chatter about an hour or so ago about some study that shows mRNA vaccines might have an issue. And these vaccines from, I believe they all are, from Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, and Pfizer are mRNA vaccines. So they sent me the study like I asked. I then forwarded the study to my expert, my friend, Dr. Jesse Lopez, and I've got him on the line now. To explain what it is that we've seen. Dr. Jesse, how are you? Good to talk to you, man.
Hey, Joe. I'm doing good. Thank you for asking.
All right, so the headline is already pretty startling. The headline jumps right out at you, basically saying there are some problems with mRNA vaccines, right? Fill me in on what you saw when I showed you that study and what you've been able to find out since.
Well, the first thing that I noticed, Joe, is that it is from a learned journal, a accepted journal, which is Circulation.
Okay.
And it's well known in the cardiovascular genre of healthcare as a learned journal. So,
identify what that means. Well, what is a learned journal? What does that mean? This is something that is widely accepted by the medical field?
Correct. So cardiologists, cardiovascular surgeons, internists, are physicians that will go to this kind of journal to get their information to help guide them in patient care. And so I think that's an important aspect of this article being published in such a journal. And then, of course, the headline speaking to the fact that mRNA COVID vaccines dramatically increase inflammatory markers, I found was very interesting and quite significant. So I scoured through the abstract to pull out the information that I could that might be helpful.
So can you put it in layman's terms? And again, it's Dr. Jesse Lopez. Go to inspiration.health is his website, inspiration.health. We have him on all the time. Very, very smart dude when it comes to just about anything medical and COVID especially. You pay close attention to the studies that are coming out, what we do and don't know about stuff. So if you can, put it in layman's terms for me and just, if you can, I don't know how abbreviated you can make it, but just tell me what I need to know to tell those who are listening right now.
Yeah. I'll give you the basics. First of all, you have to know what a PULS cardiac test is.
What is that?
And it's a cardiac test that cardiologists use to help their patients determine their five-year cardiac risk, especially high-risk cardiac patients, for a possible new onset of what we call acute coronary syndrome.
Okay.
So that could be like a heart attack. What's my risk for getting a heart attack over 5 years? And so the cardiologists look at different proteins that are within the system or the body that can spell out possible problems. And these are inflammatory proteins. And so the cardiologists evaluate these and see if they're elevated and come up with the score. So this particular physician studied patients' PULS score before the vaccine and then after the vaccine and found significant elevation above the normal in terms of their PULS cardiac score or their PULS cardiac test score. And so this was after the second vaccine, by the way, which kind of goes along with some of the other data that's out there where we see a kind of add-on increase in terms of cardiac issues with second booster, third booster, et cetera. And his conclusion was that the messenger RNA vaccine drastically increased these inflammatory markers that affected the lining of the blood vessels of the heart that he calls the endothelium, as well as increased T cell infiltration into the muscle itself. And his conclusion was that this may explain the reason why we see increased blood clots in the heart, maybe in the pulmonary vasculature, cardiomyopathies, and issues such as myocarditis and other vascular events. And it was really significant that the PULS score for an increased acute coronary risk went from 11% up to 25% for their five-year evaluation. So this is
it's more than double. All right, so it's Dr. More Jesse Lopez. Inspiration.health is the website. So tell me what this is going to mean going forward. I guess the first question would be, why did it take almost a month for us to even hear about this study? This is from November 8th. And secondarily, what do we now do with it?
Well, I think it's imperative for this to get out in the news. I was kind of actually looking here off to the right side of this webpage where circulation is located under the American Heart Association journals.org. And this has been picked up by, well, right now, 8 news outlets. It was only picked up by 6 news outlets when I started to review this article.
Okay.
And that's what has to happen. This has to get out in the news, people's Facebook pages. This is published in a reputable journal, so you should not get canceled on your Facebook page if you post this, for
right.
instance. And I think that's one of the things that needs to happen. And secondly, doctors need to wake up and start digging into this and not just accepting what's being pushed down their throats by the FDA and Pfizer.
It's good stuff. I appreciate you looking into it as fast as you did. I know that you like to read all this stuff. You're sort of a medical nerd, to be honest with you, which is awesome. you're our medical nerd, so we like it. Inspiration.health.
Right on.
Inspiration.health. Dr. Jesse Lopez, I appreciate you being available on short notice, Doc. Let's talk again in a little while. I'm going to post this everywhere on Twitter, on Facebook, everything else. I'll let you know if I get canceled. You're saying I won't be.
You shouldn't be.
All right, brother. We appreciate you. Dr. Jesse Lopez coming to us from Kansas. He's at inspiration.health, inspiration.health. We appreciate him jumping on the phone. We'll take a quick call or two on this, and we've got some other topics we want to get to. Then, campus reform at the bottom of the hour. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
All right, great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Lots going on, lots to get to. Campusreform.org at the bottom of the hour. Your thoughts about this mRNA thing. So, Sam, you're telling me that you just went on Twitter to see the link that I just posted.
Correct.
And what happens when you go to Twitter? Because, again, I just posted this study. You go and read the study. Go and read the headline. Go and do whatever you have to do. I posted it on Twitter, Facebook. I put it on PolitiChatter, on Telegram. Put it everywhere. Everywhere I could think of. And if you go there right now and click it, Twitter gives you a warning. What does it say?
So I clicked it just now, and Twitter gives me a warning. It says, warning, this link may be unsafe. And it's obviously not.
Wow.
Twitter.
Wow.
Doing Twitter.
All right. So if you go to Twitter, right, do me a favor, go to Twitter and click on the link. Go to Twitter and retweet it and like it, because Twitter is flagging it for no reason. So either Twitter is aware of the article and the headline of the article and the validity of the article, and they don't want you to read about mRNA vaccines. Go and check it. Go and like it. Go and kick it around. Go and see it. Twitter, I just did it myself on a post that I made. Warning, this link may be unsafe. I'll show it to you if you're watching right now. Warning, this link may be unsafe. The link you're trying to access has been identified by Twitter or our partners as being potentially spammy. Or is spammy a thing? I don't know if spammy was a word.
I think it was, but...
Okay. I mean, your emails to me have been marked as spammy.
Mm-hmm. Which is totally wrong, but...
Yeah, you know.
It is.
Spammy or unsafe, in accordance with Twitter's URL policy, this link could fall into any of the below categories. Okay, here are the categories. Malicious links that could steal personal information or harm electronic devices. That clearly is not it. This is from an actual journal. Spammy links that mislead people or disrupt their experience. It doesn't mislead anybody. The headline is clear, and it's from a study. Violent or misleading content that could lead to real-world harm. Neither of those things are happening here. Certain categories of content that, if posted directly on Twitter, are in violation of the Twitter rules. Now, you can click on Ignore This Warning and continue. Then you'll go to the link. The link is ahajournals.org. It's an organization explained by Dr. Jesse that does these studies. Twitter just doesn't want you to see it. I wonder what Facebook is doing with it. I wonder what the other ones are doing with it. Go and like it. Go and comment on it. Go and retweet it. Go and spread it around everywhere. Let's bypass the Twitter algorithm. If you're not following me on Twitter, at Joe Talk Show. At Joe Talk Show. Can you imagine? So, Carrie, what do you think? What do you think? Does Twitter already know this exact link, and they know that it's going to expose some truth about the vaccines? Or do they know that this actual journal is doing real medical reporting? Why do you think Twitter would automatically do this?
Maybe probably because of who you are. You're a conservative talk show host. You post something about the vaccines, it's automatically going to get flagged or whatever Twitter does with that.
Can you imagine?
Imagine? I cannot imagine.
Can you imagine? can you imagine that Twitter is so afraid of little old me that they have to flag me as this, that, or the other?
I think they are.
Go right now and retweet it. Like it, kick it around, comment on it, and let's bypass the Twitter algorithm trying to stop people from learning the truth, according to this study, about mRNA vaccines and their potential issues. Why can't we inform people? Why can't they just be a platform like they promised? They're not. They're clearly not. They're never going to be, are they? I can complain about this until I'm blue in the face.
Yep, nothing's going to change.
888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Yeah, what I'm relieved about when it comes to Chris Cuomo is how all the anchors and hosts and all the reporters at CNN have said, yeah, what he did was wrong. It just was bad. He shouldn't have done that. This is not journalistic. We want to hold up a high level of journalistic integrity. That's what happened, right, Carrie?
Mm-mm. Can you imagine that? Oh, my gosh. No, but it did not happen.
Let me say this. You better not screw up even one word from now to the end of the show.
Oh.
Not one.
Mm. Okay.
But she'll be fired for racism. You cannot make a mistake
because
for this
I make
show.
A mistake. Okay.
That's right. Go ahead. What do you have for me?
From Fox News, the anchors of CNN, who pride themselves as righteous truth tellers of the highest journalistic integrity, were noticeably tepid about their colleague Chris Cuomo, who was suspended by the network over his extensive involvement in helping his brother through scandal. At the bombshell documents released Monday by the New York Attorney General's office showing Cuomo's intense efforts to protect now ousted Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo received minimal attention on CNN, which the liberal, scandal-plagued network only acknowledged after the network announced his suspension. But none of the network's biggest stars, from Wolf Blitzer to Jake Tapper, who was reportedly infuriated behind the scenes, offer no public condemnation of Cuomo's actions. Even Cuomo's primetime bestie, Don Lemon, could not even stomach the mention of the suspension.
His bestie?
His bestie. That's what it says.
Who's right that? His primetime bestie.
This is from Fox News. Joseph Wolfelson and Brian Flood.
Ah, you need two people to write that story. I've never understood that angle of it. I never have. I've talked about that a million times.
Yeah.
Why exactly do you need two people to write one story?
I'm not sure, and it's not like it's a seven-page story. So not sure why they need two.
Can you imagine, like, you're writing a story and you're like, hey, Pax, can you give me a few words? I don't know. What is that?
No, I would not do that.
That would be dumb. All right, let me go to the phone lines. Bo is in Alaska. Bo, what's on your mind? Hi.
Hey, Joe. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Living the dream. Got about a minute. Let's go.
I don't know if I can say another new, like a news site that's not CNN and then MSNBC. Okay. So I was reading on an alternative news site an hour and a half ago, 2 hours ago, where they were notifying that Twitter had already flagged that story that you were just talking about.
Really?
I don't do any social media whatsoever, so I can't verify it myself. But I know that Twitter is already aware of that article and is already actively suppressing it, much like you suspected.
That is amazing. Bo, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, again, we don't just put out websites because I can't verify them before you say them. But this is kind of amazing. It's kind of amazing that immediately, and again, the headline basically is mRNA vaccines see an increase in some sort of inflammation. It's according to the study. If you want to counter the study, you want to say, no, this study says that study is wrong, that would make sense from Twitter. That's not what they're doing. They're literally telling people you're not allowed to see it. 29 retweets. You got to be kidding me. Get over there right now. At Joe Talk Show. At JoeTalkShow on Twitter. Go and retweet it. Go and like it. Go and comment on it. And tag Twitter and say, stop repressing truth. Stop hiding the truth. 888-941-PAGS, JoePags.com. We come back, campusreform.org. More nuttiness on campus. Keep it right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Great to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Lots going on, lots to get to. Always appreciate having a young reporter on from campusreform.org. Actually, the newest reporter on campusreform.org. Although we've had you on before, Alexa, you're actually officially now working for Leadership Institute's Campus Reform, right?
Yes, it's great to be back. I'm going to be starting here soon as Campus Reform's newest reporter. I'm transitioning from the field team, formerly was a regional field coordinator, working with the college students to organize their campus, and now have the opportunity to expose that liberal bias full time.
Well, they are very, very smart to hire you for sure. Her name is Alexa Schwerha. We've had her on before at Alexa, S-C-H-W-E-R-H-A-1. Is her name over on Twitter. Go follow her there, but also find out what it is that she's reporting on at Campus Reform. You sort of opened the door for me there for a second, so let's go there. How does Campus Reform do it? Do they sort of get with conservative organizations? Do they get with journalism organizations and say, hey, we're looking to hire people to be our eyes and ears on campuses? How do they do it? Because they've got such a great network now of great young people like you.
Absolutely. So Campus Reform has a great network of student journalists that are on their own campuses, just ready to expose the bias that they're seeing on the daily. So a lot of our content does come from our great correspondents. They're on the ground 24/7, you know, just doing their typical student thing. They're going to class. They're taking part in student groups on their campuses, and they're reporting on what they're seeing.
And it's awesome. Is there any trepidation from any students who go, If I go with Campus Reform, then they're going to know that I'm actually going to tell the truth or that I lean a little bit right. Is there some timidness or timidity about jumping in and doing this and being known as somebody who's going to expose this stuff?
Not from what I've experienced or what I have seen. Our correspondents are very brave. They're very eager to get their start in journalism. And by being a correspondent for Campus Reform, they have the great opportunity to kind of throw themselves into a professional network.
And you're about to graduate, right? A couple of weeks?
Yeah, so you're about 2 weeks now. I'll be graduating from Kent State University in communication studies.
Okay, so you, doing what you do makes sense then if that's your field of study. What is school like? Do you still go to campus? Because I know that you're not at campus now. You're in Washington, right?
Yes, so I'm currently in Arlington, Virginia. So Kent State at the moment is kind of a hybrid mix. They do have in-person classes available. Luckily for me, though, since I am working full-time, I'm able to do classes online. But it's great that they do have an option for in-person students to go and attend class.
With this new variant coming out, you're hearing about Biden and the Biden administration possibly changing the lockdown status again. You think anything will change on college campuses? Are college kids done with these lockdowns and these restrictions? How do you think that's going to look?
From the administration, I would be hesitant to see what they're going to do here in the future, but we have a great track record of students standing up to their administrations and just like you said, saying we're done. Specifically in Texas, I've seen it all across the state where students are organizing on their campuses and they're holding protests to overthrow the mask mandates or to push back on the vaccine mandates. So whatever the administration decides, I think it's safe to say that we're going to see a pushback coming from students.
It is Alexa Schroha. She is a great correspondent from campusreform.org. Go to campusreform.org every day. Check out these incredible stories that young reporters like her get out there for you, like this one. Now, as much as I am buoyed by your intelligence and other young people who are seeing the truth and reporting the truth, I still know there's a lot of stupidity on campuses as well. In fact, ASU, which I think is in Tempe, Arizona, they've decided they would protest white supremacist killer, their words, not mine, Kyle Rittenhouse. Obviously, the case was resolved. He was found not guilty. He's not a white supremacist. He acted in self-defense. But they decided they would go and protest, and they were actually met by others, weren't they?
They were. So what we saw here in this story is a student body trying to be judge, jury, and executioner. There was a leftist coalition that was made up of students from Students for Justice for Palestine, Students for Socialism, and they organized this protest yesterday in order to keep Kyle Rittenhouse off campus. And they had a good turnout, but luckily there was also a great pushback from students on the right. So what we see here is we have two sides of the story. We have students from all different organizations going on their campus to exercise their First Amendment rights.
I'm confused. And again, I'm older, so maybe I'm just getting senile. What is Palestine or socialism? What do those things have to do with Kyle Rittenhouse?
I wish I knew, but what we're seeing here is it's not just Kyle Rittenhouse. These students took to campus because they believe that they know better than the jury. So what we're seeing here is students clearly have no respect for the law, they have no respect for order or our judicial system.
What is it going to take, do you think, Alexa, to get us back to a place of skepticism? I went to college in 1984, and we were skeptical. If my professor said something, I'd say, well, that's great. And let me ask you this. And then I would ask a question about what it is that I was being told. I know that you're skeptical, and other people who are open-minded and want the truth are skeptical. But anybody who would protest Kyle Rittenhouse and pretend there was white supremacy involved or racism involved or a militia involved or automatic weapons that were brought across state lines were involved, all you have to do is be skeptical to find out all that stuff was false. None of that stuff was true about Kyle Rittenhouse. Why then do you believe people in your age, your peers, so many of them would believe the garbage that they were being told without asking simple questions?
Frankly, because the truth just doesn't fit their narrative. The students are out there with an agenda. They're there to keep Kyle Rittenhouse off campus, which, interesting enough, he's not even currently enrolled there. He has interest in attending the university, and thankfully the university did come out today and say that his application would be treated just like any other applicant. So there was a small victory on campus there.
Good.
But that wasn't enough for the students. In their list of demands as well, they were demanding that the university take funds away from the campus police to fund the multicultural center. So it doesn't simply stop at keeping conservatives off campus or just announcing their agenda. They physically want to see funds moved from police departments to fund what they think is appropriate in a multicultural center.
Do you think that they don't notice that the trend around the country as you defund police is that crime rises? And then City Hall and city councils and mayors all have to say, oh, crap, we better refund the police. Do these students not see that going on? Do they not understand how dangerous a college campus can be if there isn't a watchful eye of somebody keeping you safe?
Absolutely. And we actually just saw something very similar happen over at the University of Texas in Austin. A group called Cops Off Campus responded to a shooting near campus with holding their own protest against the police. These students come with an agenda. They have something they want to get done, and it doesn't matter the implications or the consequences that will happen to the surrounding area or the other students. And at Arizona State University, I wish I could say this was the first time we had an incident with leftist coalitions coming onto campus and causing havoc. These are the same students that tried to backlash and blacklist other conservative organizations for the simple fact that they don't agree with their messaging. These are also the same students that followed Senator Sinema into a restroom to stalk her because they didn't agree with her approach to immigration or the Build Back Better plan.
Can you imagine saying, yes, we defunded police? It just, I mean, they would go to bed smiling that night. I mean, they'd be much more dangerous and much more at risk, but yes, we got something done. Why not use that power to organize for good? And I guess it's more rhetorical and you don't have to answer it, but I just don't understand why, when you've got the ability to gather, you've got the ability to organize, why not do something positive? Defunding police is not positive. Lying about white supremacy isn't positive. Lying about a court case isn't positive. It's all very strange to me. Alexa Schwarha, she is a correspondent from campusreform.org. Matt Walsh, I don't know the guy, but he's very smart. I like what he's done at school board meetings. I like his commentary. He's with the Daily Wire. I guess some students at another school, another university, is this Salt Lake University? What is SLU?
It was St. Louis University.
St. Louis University. They don't want him there, and he responded.
Yes, so this story is very fascinating to look at. So just like a typical leftist temper tantrum, Matt Walsh was invited to campus and the leftists couldn't handle it. So they started their own petition to try to keep him off campus. And it got a decent amount of support. They had about 1,600 signatures. But, you know, Matt Walsh isn't one just to roll over and let people walk all over him. So he released his own petition, a counter petition that demanded the university stand for truth and freedom and not cave to a leftist woke mob. And that petition got about 11 times the support the original one did, amassing to about 18,500 signatures. So I think there was a clear message that Matt Walsh was welcome on campus. He was talking about pro-life issues, and it was very successful. About 400 people turned out last night, despite the threats from the left.
Do you see a day and age or a time, hopefully soon, where campuses just stop this garbage and realize, you know, maybe we should just be open to speech from everybody? And then after the speech happens from everybody, we can question them, we can be skeptical, we can complain after it happens. This whole demanding things and complaining beforehand, like Kyle Rittenhouse has said, I think sitting down with Tucker Carlson, he's going to do online classes, that he's not going to go to a campus somewhere. They should have known that. But let's say he does show up. Then if you've got a problem, say it then after it's happened. Matt Walsh goes and speaks. I didn't like what he had to say. Here's why I didn't like what he had to say. This whole preemptive stuff, do you think that'll go away? And maybe we could just start living life again and then complaining or agreeing after it happens.
In a perfect world, that's exactly how it would work. And that's kind of exactly what Matt Walsh did. He went out to the protesters who did show up, but they chose to stand outside instead. He went out, tried to have a civil discussion, a civil conversation, asked why they were protesting him, and they refused to answer. Instead, they chose to stand in the roads. They chose to block intersections, block entrance to the venue, and scream and shout and try to drown him out. These students aren't interested in having a civil conversation, and it's not even that they oppose free speech. They outright despise it, because if they were open to free speech and were welcoming to controversial speakers coming to campus, they would be right inside listening to the conversation and participating in the Q&A section.
100%. It's Alexa Schwarha. She's a correspondent from campusreform.org. Speakers, critical race theory speech costs University of Michigan over $250 per minute. Wait a second. I was told that critical race theory isn't really being taught anywhere, maybe in law school in, you know, the fourth or fifth year. But it's not just speakers aren't showing up on campus and speaking about it, are they? And if they are, how much did it cost?
So this event costs about $20,000. This was at the University of Michigan, where they invited Beverly Tatum to come speak. And when you break that number down, she did a 75-minute speech. So it's about $266 per minute.
Come on.
Now, I wish my time was worth that much. I wish what I had to say was that valuable. But unfortunately, it's not, nor should it be. And the thing about this event, the root of this issue is that it wasn't funded using donations or an interested student group. No, this was paid for using student tuition and tax money. So, you know, I'm still in college. I know how expensive tuition can be.
Yeah.
And it's insulting that that money would go straight to fund divisive content on campus instead of my education.
I got to tell you something. This is really exploitative of what's going on. It's an expose of what's happening. And I'll explain. Black Lives Matter founders are buying million-dollar mansions in Toluca Lake, California. They've got private security surrounding them to the tune of tens of thousands of dollars. And it all seems to be fine, as they say, defund the police. Critical race theory is just another way to benefit and profit off of racism, off of separation, over division. This speaker, if she really believed what she's saying, would have done it for a nominal fee, maybe do it for free, to expose students to what she believes is really going on. But when you're making $20,000 for a speech that's not very long, and you're walking away probably getting in a limo and going back to your ritzy home, I don't begrudge anybody a successful life, but don't do it at the expense of the hearts and minds of young people. Does that make sense? Are you seeing a lot of that where racism is just really big dollars?
What we're seeing is that critical race theory has turned into a $1,000 industry.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at Nicole Hannah Jones, for instance, who has amassed thousands and thousands of dollars for going to college campuses and speaking about critical race theory. Most recently, she was paid about $50,000 by the Oregon Department of Education for two virtual speeches. She wasn't even invited to speak physically on campus. This was hopping on a Zoom call, which I do every single day. So when you think about it, the thousands of dollars that's going towards funding these speeches is not only obscene, it's like absurd. These are students' hard-earned dollars that they work for to put themselves through college, and instead it's going for elective lectures.
Although you're worth it, and even more, I cannot give you $50,000 for this little thing that we just did here. I'm sorry.
Understandable.
Okay. Well, there you go. Listen, I appreciate you exposing what's happening out there. Congratulations on your impending graduation and being the newest correspondent, the actual, you know, correspondent who has the job there, because a lot of the campus folks aren't getting paid. They're learning how to do it as they get their degree, right?
Yes, and it's great experience. You know, our correspondents work right with our correspondent director and with our editor-in-chief and managing editor to really grow journalistic skills.
And I think that you guys are doing an amazing job. Keep up the good work. Alexa Schwarha, go and follow her now at Alexa. Spell your last name again.
S-C-H-W-E-R-H-A.
And then put the number 1 at the end of that. Go follow her on Twitter. Thanks a lot for doing it. Again, congratulations coming up, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
Thank you.
All right, appreciate you. We're back after this. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Lots going on. Lots to get to. Not a whole lot of time. We've got time for a phone call or two. 888-941-PAGS. JoePags.com. Thanks for being here. Interesting. Twitter is suppressing the hell out of that link. And it's AHA Journals, which appears to be the American Heart Association Journals. Carrie, they're suppressing the American Heart Association.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised.
I mean, come on, man.
But yeah.
The hell are we talking about here?
Yep.
It's so strange. So go to my Twitter, at Joe Talk Show. You got to follow me. You got to like. You got to retweet. You got to comment on that link that I posted and read it. Now, when you click it, it says it could be spammy, blah, blah, blah. But on the bottom, it says continue to the site anyway. They're giving you a warning not to read something from, I mean, AHA Journals appears to be American Heart Association Journals. Because when I went to the website again, Carrie, and I clicked on link to their Twitter,
mm-hmm.
You know what Twitter feed came up?
What?
The American Heart Association. I'm like, really?
Hmm.
That didn't make any sense. So AHA Journals is connected to the American Heart Association, and Twitter is saying that you might not be able to trust it.
Oh,
really?
Okay. Well, that's just silly.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm, I do.
OK, kind of dumb.
I do. Yeah.
All right, lots going on, as I said, but let me tell you, we gotta get you to universalcoin.com/pags. The price of silver since 2000 in 21 years has increased 340%. It continues to trend higher, too. You might want to jump in on something that Universal Coin and Bullion has going. They're offering my listeners a special locked-in price of just $30 for a beautiful 1-ounce 2021 American Silver Eagle coin. Most popular coin in the world for collectors and investors. It's a limited-time offer. It's available at dealer's cost because Universal Coin wants you to own their first newly designed silver bullion coin since President Reagan signed the Gold Bullion Act in 1985. Call Universal Coin like I did. Leaders in precious metals. They're at 800 UCB Gold. 800 UCB Gold. You've got to mention my name to get the special pricing. 1-800 UCB Gold. U.S. Mint Coin Silver, it's only $30. Postage is free. You're going to be dealing with experts. In fact, Dr. Mike Fulgens, he's been recognized as America's gold expert, the 2021 Coin Dealer of the Year. They also have rare coins, but this special silver deal is only available now by using code PAGS. 800 UCB Gold, 800 UCB Gold, universalcoin.com/PAGS. Make that happen right now. Okay, I wish I had time for it. I don't have time for it.
Oh, no.
I wish I did. Let me say this. This Gigi Sohn, or whatever it is, mm-hmm. who's being, who's on, like, getting heard to be on the FCC, should not be. She has openly tweeted her dislike and hatred for, like, Fox News and other, you know, alleged conservative-leaning outlets. You can't have somebody who's that biased on the FCC. You're going to put it out there. All right, let's use the pop culture. Whip! Dirty pop. Polo, what's going on? Talk to me.
So did you see what your boy Ted Cruz tweeted out?
What did my boy Ted Cruz tweet out?
So he was talking about sports equipment, I guess, so to speak. He was talking about the Women's Tennis Association having bigger balls than the NBA.
Tennis balls?
Allegedly.
Size-wise, the NBA ball would be bigger.
Not according to
what did the WTA do? Do we know? Did they stand up to somebody or something?
They're standing up to China, basically, because of that whole situation with that tennis player. I guess her name is Peng Shuai.
Okay.
And they're threatening to pull out of tournaments over there, which could cost them hundreds of millions of dollars.
Big tennis balls. All right. I appreciate that, Polo. Thank you. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, Sam. Welcome. We will see you tomorrow. Actually, tomorrow is going to be our special event. Make sure you keep it right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.